to WPVMLP in Asheville, North Carolina. 103.7 on the dial, heard globally on WPVMFM.org and on Alexa. Just tell Alexa to play WPVM Radio.
Listening to WPVMLP 103.7 on the dial in Asheville, North Carolina, and globally at radioasheville.org. Real people, real voices. I'm your host, Charlotte, and welcome to the Magpie, bringing you a jumble of shiny songs and stories to add to your collection. Psychics and mediums. Many images come to mind. A candlelit table, silks and lace, an older woman with wrinkled hands and purple nails pulling your future from a crystal ball. But the real world of spiritualism is just as fascinating. Finding methods to communicate with the dead is almost as old as man itself. Spanning across thousands of cultures, the idea of the afterlife and the pounding curiosity of humanity has created many rich spiritual practices. Mediumship in the United States as we know it today arose in the mid-19th century. In the midst of the Industrial Revolution, Victorians were fascinated with the occult. And in 1848, the Fox Sisters of Hadesville, New York, began to establish spiritualism as a religion. The two younger sisters, Maggie and Kate, attempted to communicate with the spirits in their home through a series of knocking and tapping. After being picked up by the New York Tribune, the practice spread like wildfire. This birthed the image of the seance table that you may think of today. The practice donned the harbors of Britain in 1852 through the talents of Maria B. Hayden, following a similar method. Even Queen Victoria and Prince Albert were early participants of the new spiritualism movement. Through the centuries, these types of seances have fallen out of fashion and mediumship has sprung a new leaf. Today, we will be hearing from two psychic mediums from our very own Western North Carolina, Alex Moody and Anthony Mikuljeski, as they open up about their experiences working and living amongst the spirit world. The idea of a psychic medium is certainly controversial in today's world, though I hope you'll be able to sit back and listen to their stories with an open mind. Our first guest is the Moody medium, although she is anything but. Enjoy! Thank you for joining me. So,
yes.
How would you describe a psychic medium, and what's the difference between that and a regular medium?
Oh my gosh. Diving right in. I love it. So the saying always goes like, not all psychics are mediums, but all mediums are psychics. So like you can have someone who's, and I'm terrible with remembering names and things like this, but there's a guy who does, he's like only a psychic. He does, you know, predictions, and he actually does almost like a comedy thing where he goes around and, well, reads people's minds for a living. So that's like a little bit more of the psychic piece of things, where the mediumship would be talking to past loved ones, ancestors, things like that. Both like psychics can also talk to guides, angels, depending on the kind of reader they are. Every reader is different for sure. When it comes to that, I always joke around that I'm never predicting the future, which is always funny because people are like, wait, what? Isn't that the term of psychic? But the main one, a few of the main, I would say, ethics I live by is like not overriding free will, right? So we're working with people deeply in a lot of questions they have about their lives or like ancestry. Sometimes we go into, you know, I have clients who find out their dad or their mom are not their bio parents on ancestry.com, something like that. And we can like go into the lineage.
Interesting. So what type of processes do you go through when conducting a reading?
Yes. Yeah. So I do readings. So I do a nervous system body work. The reason I bring that up, it's called orthobionomy. It's like named really terribly, but it was the 80s. I think he was trying to sound kind of a little more scientific in that way. It is all about like nervous system. I work with clients with like PTSD, things like that, as well as like acute trauma, you know, sprained ankle, something like that. And so I do that both in person and remote, but learning that, I was able to regulate my own nervous system so that I could offer my gifts. So I'm visual. So I actually am definitely neurodivergent too, obviously. So I have my eyes closed throughout the reading. I'm visual and I feel things, but I do feel we all have all of the clairs, right? Like when it comes to listening to my guides, they're a voice. So, I mean, I see them and interact with them, but we're working with a little bit with that in connection to questions about their lives, things like this. I animal communicate, so we can go into that, you know. And yeah. So we're bringing in like all of the support. And that's what, you know, my process was getting support in my system so that I could feel like I could offer my gifts. I grew up in a haunted house. So like not that I didn't want to be a medium, but it always felt scarier to me than when I did step into my gifts and I was like, oh my gosh, I should have been doing this forever. I'm such an idiot. You know, like when we finally all step into our gifts, we're like, oh, duh. Yeah, it's like the easiest thing ever, but it's for me was a longer process. So I do a little bit of both of those things where I do the orthobiony. And then I mainly work remote with readings. So I have probably, I would say like 30% of my clients are Ashevillians or local to Western North Carolina, and then the rest are elsewhere.
Okay. Yeah. Could we circle back to orthobiony.
So it's the etymology breaks down to like the correct application of life, kind of like that, meaning more so our ability to self-correct. So if we're given the support and the tools and the resources to look at ourselves, we are able to then respond and self-correct. So we put the system in a regulatory space of like what's working, we go with what is. A good example of this is if someone has a psoas issue in their back or in their, you know, well, psoas covers a lot of places, and they're kind of hunched over, we would actually go with that energy to come out of it rather than stretch the psoas like, oh, it's shortened, we got to stretch it. We go with the energy. And so a lot of, you know, a lot of my clients, I'll say I run a spiral of protection at the beginning of reading, and that's orthobiony. Like that's kind of creating the container for what wants to come in. And then of course I always check with the client, make sure, you know, they're comfortable with everything that we both talk about as well. You know, I have clients who I work with pre and post surgery, things like that, where they're not in my office or they went and got a surgery somewhere else. And so then we work remote.
Yeah. So when you do your readings, what kind of sensations do you experience? I read there's a difference between physical and mental mediumship. Could you tell us a bit more about that?
There is, yeah. More of a trance or physical medium is going to more so, although so there are trance mediums that they're not as popular anymore, I feel like, but I could be wrong about that, where they literally become the spirit. They'll talk like them. They don't remember what's happening. Their body is, and there is quote, taken over. I am not a trance medium. I'm definitely a mental medium. Physical mediumship to me is like holding physical objects. I don't need to hold physical objects. Or like if I do a reading for a client who wants to buy a house, I don't need, honestly, I don't even need the street number. I can just feel it from the client, but I just need like to kind of, I can dial into that house from the comfort of, I live in Swannanoa, like from the comfort of my living room. That's more the mental mediumship, which is like crown chakra, a little bit more third eye, connecting in. And then I feel things because too, like, it's not, I feel like it's like such a trigger word, but I am an empath, but I, with good boundaries, I work with clients to, like all feel things. So a good example of this is I actually, when it comes to spirits passing, their name is how I connect. Unlike old school mediums who would be like, is their name John? I'm seeing a John and, yeah, you know, or J name. I'm just like, what's their name? And, or what'd you call them? Definitely never need a last name. And then I can connect in. Same with people in the physical world. So if I have a past loved one who's, let's say, and I don't know this, they passed of, let's say lung cancer, I'll be like, I can really, like, I feel it in my lungs, or I'll feel like a certain feeling of a medication, and then I'll know they were in a hospital or something. And I just talk about it. And then the client can share what they want to share. Some clients will be like, oh my gosh, yep, that's my uncle, blah, blah, blah. And he passed of lung cancer. But, you know, other times they're like, yep, I know who you're talking about, you know, so.
Yeah, because of these gifts, what's your impression of how spirits reside and connect to our world?
Yeah, all kinds of ways. I mean, of course, you know, as a professional psychic medium, of course, I'm going to be like, we need to be more spiritual as a world, right? Like, that's going to be my spiritual soapbox, as I call it.
Yeah.
So, you know, I do feel like for a lot of people, you know, we can intertwine spirit. Like, I'm a big fan of working with past lives as a resource for your current life, rather than like, what lesson are we learning? Like, how to integrate things into your world, or maybe there's like some ancestral trauma or something like that, that you're wanting to release, and you can work with a healthy ancestor around that. And then for spirits, you know, when I'm doing readings, we're bringing them down more to what we would call like the energy body or the energy level, while we go up to the energy level. So spirits are more like themselves. And that way we know they're them. They're more like their personality. Because sometimes clients will be like, have they evolved at all? Like, this is them. And I'm like, well, we want to know it's them. And then, yeah, you do get a higher perspective. But if we go up in the frequency, that's where their soul space is. And that's like bliss, unconditional love, things like that, that are, I don't have messages for you there. It's a lovely feeling. You know, it's cool because we can kind of integrate all of these pieces of peace, unconditional love, by working with spirit, and not at all in a spiritually bypassy way, more so in a way to integrate our human, you know, so that we can live a really quality life. I always feel like people who don't believe in psychic mediumship or spiritual things or spirits or ghosts, anything like that, which I could talk about the difference between spirits and ghosts too. You know, there's just this sense of like, everything here is, and everything you see is what exists. So there's just not, to me, as rich of a world for them. It's like a whole world that's not integrated into their system. And that's okay. That's their path. I'm a big fan. I'm like, whenever I talk to people who don't believe in what I do, or who are kind of like, oh, you do that kind of work, I'll hear that, which is totally fine. Then, you know, I'll say like, you know, you just resource differently than I do. Like, you may resource mentally more, or think about like someone who isn't really resourcing or connecting to themselves emotionally. Then typically they're really taxed mentally, or they work, and they're really connected to the physical world. There isn't a balance of the, you know, spirit, physical, mental, emotional.
Yeah. So you mentioned that, yeah, that makes a lot of sense. You mentioned that you grew up in a haunted house.
I did, yes.
How did that like occur? And like, when did you start realizing or experiencing your gifts, your practice?
Yeah. So I, my dad actually still lives there. We transitioned my mom. My mom has dementia. So we transitioned her to memory care last March. So I say dad's house now, which is really weird, but it just helps me keep track of things. So he does still live there. Now, the rest of my family, I have older brother, older sister, do not experience phenomena. My husband has, and some of my nephews and niece have, well, one in particular has. So, so I joke around, like, not that my house wasn't haunted, but I'm like, was it haunted, or am I like a medium, as a joke? Because I did get visited by several things. I would run and sleep on my parents' floor. And it was the stereotypical example of like, it's all in your imagination, Alex, just go back to sleep, like stuff like that. But I do, you know, I'm about to be 44, and I do still experience phenomenon when I go back there. It's not like poltergeist, but it is like, you know, there was one Christmas where I was like basically being talked to by one. I was like 32. I was, you know, it was a while ago. And I describe him to my mom, and I'm like, listen, like, can we just talk about this? Is this, you know, can we look up? Because my house that I grew up in, you know, from age 0 to 4, I lived in the DC area in Capitol Hill. And then we moved to this area called Leesburg, Virginia, which is a Civil War battleground. There's like kind of known for it being haunted. When we moved there, there was just like, I could kind of just immediately feel things going on with that as well.
With these hauntings and everything, how did others react when you did you start talking about this pretty immediately, or?
Yeah, well, it's so funny. You know, the 90s were a weird time. You know, like, yes and no. Like, you would talk about it.
Slowly love is dying. song. The clouds are covering up the sky. Starting to feel the pain. Thank you so very much for coming out, sharing some time with us. Dover White, Cliffs Weinberg on the organ. Also known as Johnny D. Les Falconer on the drums. Richard Cousins on the bass guitar.
Well, he
Jack said same song of Bill Monroe.
Bill Monroe. Tonight I'm alone without you, my dear. It seems there's a longing for you still. But I'll just keep it there so I won't be alone. In our little cabin home on the hill, where someone has taken you from me and left me here all alone to listen to the rain. We don't have no pain in our little cabin home on the hill.
Yeah. Oh, that's pretty.
Say that.
Your point, no, because that's too loud. Are you? Should that loud?
Rolling. 1, 2. Everybody's doing a brand new dance now.
Come on, baby, do the locomotion.
I know you'll get to like it if you give it a chance now.
your soul, yeah. All the thing that you're doing, the important thing is that you got a soul. Yeah, so this was so sweet of you to do. Because I'm 92, we never know. You may come back and find me, you may not come back and find me. But if they don't come back and find me, remember what I'm telling you. I'm not talking against what you're doing. Because what you're doing, you got on old bed, old blues, old ugly buzz or something. I know you don't do that kind of stuff. And I thank God for you, sweet.
Not a silly little moment. It's not the stone before the calm. This is the deep and dying breath of this love that we've been working on. Can't seem to hold you like I want to, so I can feel you in my arms. Nobody's gonna come and save you. We pulled too many false alarms. We're going down. Say it's nothing to me. Baby, you're the only light I ever saw. I make the most of all the sadness. You'll be a bitch because you can. You try to hit me just to hurt me, so you leave me feeling dirty because you can't understand. We're going down. And you can see it too.
Sense of direction. Go back, go back. torch and an old stiletto. The sound of thunder all over the ghetto. One-eyed Jackson, king with the axe, come from the wrong side of the tracks. Go back. The music will catch your thrill.
words to say, no words to convey this feeling inside I have for you. Deep in my heart, safe from the gods of intellect and reason, leaving me at loss for words to express my feelings. Deep in my heart, deep in my heart, look at me losing control, thinking I had it all, but feelings this strong, no longer the master of my emotions. No words to say, no words to convey this feeling inside I have for you. Deep in my heart, safe from the gods of intellect and reason, leaving me at loss for words to express my feelings. Deep in my heart, deep in my heart, look at me losing control, thinking I had it hold, the feelings this strong, no longer the master of my emotions. No words to say, no words to convey this feeling inside I have for you.
I wanna. from near and far. Rock all night and never stop. Dancing to the jungle hop. Phonograph. And now they dance and I do the bop. Rock all night to jungle hop. To jungle hop.
Gonna make a way, gonna make a way, gonna make a way, yeah.
only sun.